Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike, and today is Saturday, November 26th, 2016, and I will be doing angel readings today with the oracle cards as well as my own intuition. So I want to thank you all for joining me. If you missed my show on Wednesday, I did a show about gratitude, and we just shared what we're grateful for, and a lot of my callers were just excited about that, and it was just a really positive show, and it was the first show I've done in a while because I've kind of been off the air, a busy life, things come up, and I'm sure you've had the same in your life, and especially this time of year, the holiday season is very hectic for a lot of people. We have gatherings, and we have parties, and, you know, and depending upon your own personal belief system or what you partake in, you might be shopping and you might have to deal with craziness and crazy crowds and such. So I wanted to really just let you know that it's important to take time out for yourself. It really is, especially if you're one of those people that likes to, you know, set up the whole house for gathering and do all the cooking and shopping and, you know, and do everything. It's important to give back to yourself. And, you know, like in a lot of religions, they have the Sabbath day, which is the day to just spend time alone and just, you know, turn off all your devices and you just connect with spirit. That's what I'm being guided to share with you at this moment. You don't have to have an entire day, obviously, but find a time, like perhaps an hour, you know, where you just come together with yourself and take some time for yourself. Maybe go for a walk, you know, take your dog for a walk, or just sit still. Whatever you feel guided to do, I'm just feeling guided to share with you that the angels are wanting you to take some time for yourself. Also, they're wanting you to pay attention to your visions and your dreams at this time. Write them down. There's probably a lot of things you've been seeing in your dreams, or visions like daydreams when you're staring off into space. Pay attention to those because those are answers to prayers. And those are guidance that you should follow. And you want to write those down. As soon as you get them, write them down. Maybe get a journal. Have a journal in a place where you can access it. Or have a tape recorder where you can record it. Something, someplace to write down that, or get out of your system that information so you don't forget it. And also they want me to share with you that a lot of us are working on visualizing our dreams, visualizing, manifesting our desires. So when you're manifesting, it's important to give it all of your energy, all of your attention, not just thinking about it. Thoughts are energy. Yes, we think about things, of course. But when you're putting your intention out there into the universe, put all of your energy into it, every single ounce of it. What would it feel like if your desire was there in this moment? What are you hearing? What are you smelling? You know, really put yourself into that situation, and that is putting more energy into it than just a thought. A thought is very powerful, no doubt about it, but putting it into the present moment as if it's already here with all of your senses, that can really speed up the process, especially if you're experiencing delays. That's something. One of the things we do that creates delays, by the way, is to worry and to put a timeline on it or how it's going to happen. It's got to happen like this and it's got to happen like that. And worrying about it, worrying is really not a high vibrational energy. And we're all guilty of it. It's habitual. It's part of our society. But how do we transcend that? You know, and the famous phrase that goes, let go and let God, that's something you can do. You can say that to yourself, I let this go and I let God take care of it. Visualize it, you know, blowing, like having a, like one of those dandelions that's kind of dried up in the fall, and you blow all the seeds and it just kind of spreads out in the wind like that. You know, let it go out into the wind and just let it go. And that's something I think that will help some people out there. So I just wanted to share that with you, that you're being guided to spend some time alone, spend some time with yourself each day or at least once a week, you know, for a good amount of time, and let go of your fears, let go of your worries, and just visualize everything that you would like it to be in your life. That includes things beyond your personal realm of control. What I mean by that is, like, how do you want the world to be? What kind of planet do we want to live on? How would we like to see people getting along? Any kind of thing that you would like to add your frequency to, add your energy to, it's part of the co-creation. It's part of the collective consciousness. We create individually, yes, but we're also part of the mass consciousness, also part of the collective. So it's sort of like this dichotomy, and we're part of that. So by putting our own individual attention and energy into the collective, we can help to shift that massive mass energy into something more positive. That's something to think about. So I hope you all had a wonderful and great Thanksgiving. I had some family members over at my house, and we had a wonderful dinner, and we like to play. I'm a game player. I like to play games. So we played all these games, and one of the games that we played was kind of fun. It's called Code Names, and it's, you have to, like, link together all these words by just saying one particular word. It was kind of fun. I thought it was enjoyable. But I hope that you had time to spend with your loved ones and your family, and you were able to do something relaxing and just spend some time in gratitude, too. You know, the more we focus on the things we're grateful for, the more good can come to us. It's the law of attraction, and that's the truth. And the next day, which was yesterday, I actually started putting up my Christmas decorations. I have my tree already up. I have lights everywhere. I actually hang paper snowflakes from my ceiling, and it dries the people that live with me, it drives them crazy because they're all over the place. They're like, I'm like a little kid in a candy store cutting out paper things and hanging up all these paper decorations. But it's so fun, and it's something that brings joy into my life. And if you follow me on Facebook, you saw the post I put yesterday about lighting the darkness. And the reason why we put up Christmas lights, or the reason why we, you know, put candles and lights everywhere, is because the days are dark, they're long. You know, it gets dark like 5 o'clock, and we have hours of long darkness, and it's cold in many parts of the country, and it can be a dreary time. And lighting up that darkness, bringing out the joy and happiness, really just puts us in a different spirit. And that's true. That's something that can keep us going through all of our days, is lighting the darkness. How are you going to light the darkness in your personal life? Symbolic. Really, what kinds of things can you do? Like again, go for a nice walk through nature. Listen to some meditation music. I like practicing random acts of kindness. That's something that I think really goes a long way, and I'm a big fan of that. Paying for the person behind you in Starbucks, or just paying for the person on the toll behind you, just the little things like that. You know, I've done the free hugs before, where you stand out in a public place, you have a sign that says free hugs, you just give hugs to people. Those are things that can really lift your spirit. And here's something that I remember from Wayne Dyer. He actually talked about how if you're just in the vicinity of an act of kindness, the energy raises your energy up. You don't even have to be the one receiving the act of kindness, but just that frequency of gratitude and kindness, it's like a vibration, it's like a circle that spreads out, and it's like a wave, basically. It's really more like a wave, I think, a wave of consciousness. And just think if all of us added to that wave and how powerful we can make that and how we can shift things in our own life and in everyone else's life, okay? So I just want to share that with you. I did pull a card from Doreen Virtue's Angel Tarot cards for all of us that are listening, and I like to ask the question, what do we all need to know for today? And here's the card that came up. It's actually a major arcana card. If you study tarot, you know there's the major and the minor. It's the Justice card. It's number 8. And it's Archangel Raguel. And this card's really about fair and just decisions. It's really about things balancing and working out in your favor. But it's also about doing the right thing, standing up for your beliefs, if you feel guided to do that. And I'm drawn to the picture where there's an angel holding a sword, and I really saw the sword like cutting through darkness, cutting through confusion, like clearing away the fog, so to speak, and just the sense of clearing and things working out and justice coming to fruition, basically. So I just wanted to share that with you, and I wanted to pull this for somebody, because remember, I'm on the air for an hour, so it's really going to be hard for me to get to all your calls, but it's always my intention that this show brings blessings to everyone who listens, whether live or on playback, and this message is for somebody, and it was for all of us, but I hope that it relates to you in some way. Again, it's justice. Also, Archangel Raguel, by the way, just a little bit about Raguel. It's R-A-G-U-E-L. This is the angel that can help with conflict, and it's really good this time of year when we have family members maybe we don't get along with, or if we're out in the store maybe, we just have arguments or, you know, any kind of thing you want to bring resolution to, you want to bring justice to it, you want to bring equality to it. That's really what Raguel can help with. So if you're finding that you're struggling arguing, if you're in an argument with your partner, and if you have some kind of harsh energy at work, you know, you can really ask for Archangel Raguel to sort of soothe that out, to balance it out, and to bring harmony into the situation. So that's Archangel Raguel. Maybe you've never heard of Raguel. It's not one of the more commonly talked about archangels. You know, we hear about Michael and Raphael, but this is an archangel who can help you with also legal matters. If you're going through some type of legal matter, divorce maybe, or new house, or anything that requires some kind of contract or legal matter, Raguel can be the angel that can work with you to help with that, okay? Now, also, I just want to, I feel like I need to pull a card from another deck. I'm getting this sense. I go with what my intuition's saying. So I'm looking for the Archangel, here we go, Power Tarot cards. And I want to, in addition to Raguel, I feel there's another Archangel that I want to pull for us that you can work with at this time. And let's see what comes out. Okay, so I'm just shuffling. Okay, I love working with Oracle cards. They sort of give me a focus for my intuition. They just help me to focus. And this angel that I pulled is Archangel Haniel, which is sometimes the angel of the moon. And it's really about opening up your intuition, opening up your clairvoyance, allowing you to connect with your own intuitive gifts, your own psychic abilities. So Haniel, H-A-N-I-E-L, is the angel that you can work with if you've been guided to, if you've been feeling like you want to maybe start practicing your intuition a little bit more, or if you are already doing that, you can work with Haniel to heighten that and to help you to really understand the visions you're getting. Again, at the beginning of the show, I talked about that, how you're going to be getting visions or you might be getting visions. You can work with Haniel to help you remember them, to help you process it at a deeper level, and share your visions with other people, because it might be, who knows, it might be the next great invention, or it might just be something. Sometimes you get visions not really for yourself but for other people, and go with what you feel guided. That happens to me a lot. You know, I just kind of get this sense like I got to be near this one person. I have no idea why. And I just get a feeling like I need to say something or do something, just like, or just, you know, just put my hand on their shoulder or something. And I, of course, this is for people that I'm familiar with, that I like, my coworkers or something. But, you know, go with what you feel guided to do. You know, and I'm getting the sense of a lion popping ahead in it right now, which tells me Archangel Ariel, but the lioness energy is the strength and the courage. It's going to give you that strength to move forward. I feel like that's all what we're doing right now, is we're all like moving forward, and we're pulling parts and pieces from our different lifetimes and our different experiences, and we are moving forward. So I hope that was helpful for you. I just kind of share what comes through me. And for whatever reason, too, this is really going to sound bizarre, but I trust it. There's this book I have called How the World is Made, and it's about sacred geometry, and I love sacred geometry. I'm like a big fan. But I just like, the angels are like, say, okay, look at this book. And okay, I look at this book because I have no idea why they want me to look at this book. But I opened it up, and it opened up to this particular section about initiation and initiating ourselves, you know, and I think that that's perfect for what I was saying, is that we're all like awakening, we're all remembering, and a lot of us listening, we're already, you know, maybe more awake than others, but the mass consciousness is awakening like big time right now. And there's a pattern in here. Let's see what it says. It's St. John in the heavenly Jerusalem. So it's kind of got a religious tone to it, but it's really like this, like a stained glass window kind of that it looks like. And there's a quote from the Bible that says, "The heavenly Jerusalem, 12 gemstones and the 12 fruits of the tree of life and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." So something about that is applicable to us right at this moment. You can Google it. I have no idea how it fits in. I just trust that I need to share this with you. But it's something about like the new heaven and earth that's being created right now, and the rebirth and going through this rebirth process, initiation process, and just, you know, knowing that it's going to clear itself out, that there's something more miraculous coming. It's just perhaps it might seem like it's the it's always dark before the darkest before the dawn, so to speak. That's kind of what I'm guided to say. So just remember that if that makes sense to you, or if that's something that you needed to think about or hear about, I'm throwing that out there. Okay. So we're going to get to the phone lines here in just about 10 seconds here. And some of you have already, I've already gotten your names, so I already know why you're calling. But all I see is a phone number, so I don't really know your name. So I'm going to say your area code. And that's how you'll know you're on the air. And you just tell me where you're from and what your question is, and we'll get to it. I will do my best to get through all your calls. I can feel like there's a lot of anxiety right now, so I'm sending my healing energy to everyone so that you can feel calm and peace and know that all is well. And we're going to get to this first call. This is Kimberly. Kimberly's calling about her transition with work. Let me get her on the line. Hi, Kim. Can you hear me?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Thank you. I can hear you just fine. Thank you for being a part of my show. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
For the support.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit more about your situation and see if I can help you.
The situation is I'm presently in Georgia, and I've made a decision to move to Alabama, and I have been accepted to a nursing school, but I won't be able to go because I would have to break my teaching contract. But I'm definitely going to reapply for next year. But I just, you know, want a little guidance on my transition for the fall.
Okay, perfect. You know what, when you messaged me, I actually got the guidance to work with a life purpose deck. And these are cards that are all about doing our life purpose and you know, work-related things. So I wanted to work with these cards. They're also telling me to work with the Archangel Tarot. Where did it go? There it is. Okay, so I'm going to do that too. Okay, so we're going to draw some cards. And I feel like even before I draw some cards, I just want to say I do feel like you're spending some time thinking about the past. It feels like you're really thinking about how things used to be and how things were, and I feel like, in a sense, your energy is really, it's not stuck necessarily, but it's like you're putting your energy in that space. So that is going to make it more difficult for you to transition into the future if you're putting a lot of your energy into the past. So they're telling me to tell you to do some space clearing around you, but also to cut some cords. Like cut cords of the past, things that things that you might be attached to, you know, because everything's about the flow. Everything's about the flow, and the more we can let go of the old, the more the new can kind of come in and into our place. It's like standing on the beach and watching the waves go out and come in. There's always a new wave coming in and the old's coming out. So that kind of that motion of just going with the flow. And I even had to do this myself. The angels were telling me to go through and space clear. Like, I had to throw away things that I don't use anymore. And I'm like, but I like that, you know. But when I looked at it, I was like, you know what? It sits on my shelf. I never use it. Like, so it's like it's time for me to let it go. And that's something that we could do is just do a space clearing. Clear. You know, you could even do that. You could just clear out get rid of old shoes, you know, old purse, whatever. I don't, you know, everyone's different, but whatever it is that you don't use anymore, whatever it is, like, do that symbolically, and I think that's going to help you to let go so that you can accept some newer things into your life, okay? Because you actually are a very powerful manifester, but you, again, you give your energy sometimes into the things that you don't want to think about. You think about those things too much, and they're telling me to tell you to don't do that to yourself. Give yourself credit. They're saying give yourself credit for the things that you've done. And for whatever reason, they keep showing me shoes. So do you have a lot of shoes? I don't know. They keep talking about shoes. I don't know.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. So maybe it's time to donate some shoes to the Goodwill, perhaps.
Okay.
Just things that,
okay,
you know, like anything that you feel guided to release. And they're also,
okay,
telling me to tell you that lack and limitation are not realities. Those are not your realities. Don't worry about lack. Don't worry about that, you know, because there might have been times in your life where it was struggle, like it was a struggle for you. But they're saying don't focus on lack. Focus on abundance. Focus on gratitude, and that will surely come to you. So that's just what's coming to me before I even draw any cards. I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to draw some cards, and I'm going to think about your situation in particular. And they're also showing me, too, that you really do have a strong connection with the young people. Like, you really resonate with them. You really have a desire to make the world a better place. So they're saying that they're acknowledging that. They're saying to thank you for that, for the work that you've been doing. And they just keep saying, cut the cords of fear. Everything's going to work out. And they're manifest. Were you listening at the beginning when I talked about how to really, really manifest, like get yourself in there and like feel it and smell it? And did you hear that part of the show?
Yes.
Okay, so that's really applicable for you. Really see yourself, like what would it be like if you were happiest? Like, how, you know, what kind of place would you be living in, and what would the job feel like, and what would your coworkers be doing, and any kind of thing you can add to it. The more details you can give to it, the more that it will happen for you, because you can create it any way you would like. You know, I'm definitely going to give you some guidance on some cards, but the thing we have to know is that we are creators, and we can create our life, our career, whatever it is that we want. But a lot of times, like I said, we worry about it too much. So we gotta stop doing that. So I'm going to draw some cards here, and we're thinking about your transition to Alabama. Okay, this one feels right. This is the right card here. Okay. You can't make this stuff up, because here's the card that came out. Infinite abundance. It says, you're fully supported as you devote yourself to your life purpose. So again, it's the abundance. And what's great about this card is that there's an angel. She's holding a cornucopia, which this time of year, you know, Thanksgiving, we think of cornucopia. So it's overflowing with fruit, and it's just saying, you know, give your troubles, give your cares to the angels, and manifest. Manifest, 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 you know, and give yourself credit. And also give things time, too. It doesn't have to be, like, instantaneous. Things can happen at the right time for you. You know, whenever we're transitioning, there's some bumps, you know, there's challenges, because it's a completely different space. It's a different way of being. But let go of the fear and trust that you'll be taken care of. And they're also showing me the fairies, because I think maybe you work with them. The fairies are also good with manifesting. So when you're out in nature, you know, or when you're doing your nature walks, or when you're in the forest or somewhere out in nature, you can connect with the elemental beings who will help you to, they're saying, give us your troubles. They want you to play more. They want you to play with this. They want you to play with the creation and have fun with it, you know, because people like you and I, we can do this a lot. We get real serious. We're like, you know, this is my work. This is what I'm here to do. I want to get to action, and that's wonderful. But we also need to balance that with some play too, and have some, you know, have some fun with that too. So that's what they're telling me to tell you. So that's a good sign, though, Kimberly. The first card again, infinite abundance. That sounds good, right?
Yes.
What's that?
I said yes, it does.
Oh, okay. All right. So then I thought you said, I guess. I'm like, I guess. Wait, what? No. I was like, that's a great sign. Are you kidding me? That I guess? That's like, I was like, okay. Sometimes I hear the wrong thing on this phone, so I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're actually, they want me to draw another card from this deck. So, okay, so they're telling me they want me to visualize like 2 to 3 months down the road. Okay. And I'm going to, okay, this is a card that comes up. Okay, so I was thinking 2 to 3 months down the road, and a card came out about travel. So there's something about traveling. So I don't know if this job is going to involve traveling, or if there's going to, is there traveling involved in this position that you're moving to?
I hadn't I really hadn't thought about any travel. I've always, this summer, I was thinking about going to Turks and Caicos.
Okay.
I'd really like a vacation because I haven't had a vacation in about 8 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that, maybe that's what it's saying. Because I was thinking 3 months on the road, and it's saying travel. So when is it, is this move to Alabama happening? Is it in a couple months?
It's probably June or July.
So it's like 6 months from now.
Right.
Okay. So this was I was thinking 3 months. That's when the travel card came up. Let me think like 6 months down the line. Okay, because that's really when things are going to start happening there. Okay, so there's two cards with that. When I'm thinking about 6 months down the line, one card comes up about study, about getting research and education, and will give you some clarity about where you're, how things are going to happen. So something about study could also mean like taking some courses or, you know, getting some any kind of information about what's going on in your life, whatever that is. That's what comes up around that time. So just something to think about. Okay. So if you feel guided to take any courses, or it might even be that you might be getting training for like something new. So that could be that as well. Okay. So I'm working with another deck of cards here. This is the Archangel Power Tarot, and I'm just going to ask, what do they want you to know right now? This is what I'm asking. Shuffling. Okay, so here's the card that comes out for you. All right, so this card that comes out is the Eight of Raphael, and this is really about abundance again. Eight is the number of abundance and manifestation. So it says there's something better waiting for you. Do what you know is right. And it shows a picture of a woman who's crossing over a bridge, and the bridge, when she crosses over, it's this lush forest. Which, so it's like, and Raphael's there waiting for her and saying, there's something on the other side. Go for it. You know, look at all this abundance that's waiting for you. You know, give yourself permission to succeed. Give yourself permission to really just to do some new things. That's what you're kind of being guided to do, you know. And they keep telling me again, manifest. So that's what I feel guided. It seems like things are going to happen quicker than slower. It's like when things start happening, it's like, okay, it's all of a sudden, boom, 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 it starts happening really quick. But don't allow any bumps to hinder you or to stop you from moving forward if that's the direction you want to go in. So that's kind of what I feel. I also want to draw one more card for you, Kim, from the Mermaids and Dolphins cards, because I feel like you need one more message, because these are also manifestors. Okay, so we'll see. What does Kimberly need to know right now? Okay, you know what? One thing I want to say, too, and the shoes thing, too, the shoes has to do with your feet, something about feet, and the feet is what keeps us grounded. So there's something about you just, like, you know, grounding yourself, but in addition to letting go of old things, like, and just, you know, donating something. So that's something to think about. So from the Mermaids, there's a couple of cards that come out, okay? One is really about not rushing, like letting things happen in the right time, you know, let it take its place, but continuing to focus on the details of how you would like it to be. So there's no need to rush it, no need to worry. It's all going to happen in the right time. So that's one thing. And the other card that comes up is the Treasure Chest card, which again, an unforeseen windfall of abundance is coming to you. So there's three cards about abundance. So I think that this is all really positive for you. But just give yourself permission to do what you feel guided to do. Give yourself permission to receive and to explore and work on, again, clearing some of the old out, clearing your space, and donating things that you don't need anymore. So that seemed to come through really powerful for you today.
Okay.
So there we
go. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You enjoy yours as well.
I shall. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Okay, so let's get to a few more calls. I was guided to go down here to 305. I'm going to get you on the line. There we go. 305, there we go.
How cool are you? Welcome to the show. Hi.
How cool am I?
I know, I said, how cool are you? Thank you so much.
I don't know. How cool am I? I don't know. You tell me.
No, we had our reading. You gave me a reading about 8 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And we went back to Atlantis together, you and I, if you might recall.
Oh,
that.
Cool.
Yeah, we did a lot
awesome.
Of work together, you and I. So,
yeah.
I know I'm
I forgot
know
your
I'm
name. Can you give me your name again?
Yeah, Eileen. Eileen.
Eileen. Okay. Hi, Eileen.
Yeah. Hi. Good to hear you again.
Yeah.
My question is, I had a dream the other night, and I won this award,
uh-huh.
and which hasn't happened this time. It happened about three or four weeks ago. I did get an award,
uh-huh.
but this was just a couple of days ago. And I'm also
okay.
being used, like you, to do major prayers at Thanksgiving dinner, and it was very powerful. So I want to ask you a question regarding my career, my art, my
okay.
world, my what I do on the planet and all that. And, like,
okay.
right now I'm just filling orders. But, and there's a part of me that just, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm filling orders on a weekend. And
got it.
But I want to be outside doing my painting and doing my big canvases so I can keep channeling the spirit through, because the paintings come out three-dimensional and it all brings people back to the garden, to Gaia, back to the Garden of Eden. So there's a
yeah.
man in my city down here who he has three of my paintings, and I want them to be sold. That's what I want. And
okay.
the one on my easel right now is also very beautiful and is very powerful, and I feel really happy about it. Because anything
mm-hmm.
I'm happy about sells, and I've been doing this for 50-something years.
Sure.
That's the way it works. So I want to know if he's going to be instrumental for me in helping me get my work to the right new clientele.
Okay. So your question is about this man that you're asking
yeah,
as
this
some of your...
Yeah, proprietor, yes. He's been selling
okay.
original paintings for 40 years, and he loves my art, and I left him three oil paintings, and... That's my question is that
okay.
will they sell?
Okay.
Because they've been in my house.
Got it.
You know. Don't get to
okay.
sell them.
For whatever
sell
reason,
them.
As you're talking,
yeah.
I'm hearing I'm seeing the color orange, which is really interesting. So orange is like the color of creativity, and also, you know, when we think of the chakras, that's like
yes.
the womb chakra, which so that
yes.
whole area there and just desires, you know, things that we're desiring. So that's really, really like, your orange is all around. Like, I just see orange, orange, orange. So just want to share that. So that's the first thing that I'm seeing. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to work with some cards here. Let's work with this one. I have this deck of cards that's really direct and to the point, and it's called Angel Answers. They're just, like, very, like, yes, no, and kind of to the point. There's also, you know, symbols like a lot of the other decks have as well, but they're very direct. So I think that's kind of what we need right at this point. So I'm going to grab these.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to be working with these mermaids and dolphins because they're like the manifestors too again. So, okay. So let's do that. And we're going to just, okay, let me shuffle these deck here while I'm thinking of your question. Okay, so we're thinking, I'm actually thinking, will your paintings be sold? Is that what your question was? Okay, so the card that's I felt guided to stop on was this one. It says, within the next few months. So that's the card that I stopped on. That's what I just felt really strongly about that. Now, there's a card that comes along with it, too, is about improving health. So that's not just be for you. That's going to be for other people that are listening, too. But there is a angel that has her hands out, and there's, like, rainbows coming out of her hands, like
oh.
energy healing and things. Like, so that's I think that's symbolic of you with your painting when you know, you said
yes.
But it's coming through, it's channeling, and everything's flowing because there's, like, a golden chalice in this picture, and it's, like, overflowing, like, with rainbows and with, like, healing energy. So that's – I feel like that's really, really a message for you in terms of, like, the work that you're doing. But the card that stopped on was within the next few months. So let's – I'm going to get more specific here. I'm going to – that's – because my question was, will your paintings be sold? That's why. So that's what it says. But we're also thinking about this proprietor you were talking about, and let me just kind of think about that a little bit specific. So my question is going to be how will this proprietor...
I can give you his name.
Okay.
His name is Alfredo, and I'm really entrusting him with my originals, my big oils, because I never put my oils in a gallery. You know, everything I sell is by myself.
Got it. Okay. So I'm going to think about, I'm asking, my question actually is, will Alfredo be instrumental in helping Eileen here? So that's what I'm really going to think about. Alfredo. It makes me think of, well, I know it's going to sound funny, but it makes me think of like Alfredo sauce. I mean, it sounds really bad.
Yeah.
That's like what popped into my head. I'm sure he's a very nice person, but it makes me think of pasta for some reason. I don't know why, but... okay, so here's the cards that I chose with, well, that stopped when I was thinking of the question. So there's a couple of cards. One is the Page of Fire, which it says, news of an exciting new endeavor using your originality and your ingenuity. And again, there shows a picture of a, like there's a woman in here, and she's just like conjuring up all these things, like creating, like you're, because you're the creator.
That's me.
That creates things. Yeah, and... But it's interesting, though, there's also a water card. So we have the fire card, which is about passion, and the other one's water, which this is the six of water, and this is more about reminiscing about the past, thinking about things, how things used to be, perhaps. But when I look at it, I'm really drawn to there's like a little girl in here that's like just having fun and playing. And I think that's a message for all of us today, just like my last caller, is that we need to like let go a little bit. We need to just go with the flow a little bit more and know that our needs are going to be taken care of. You know, like we like to manifest things a lot. We like to really plan it out and get it, you know, I want it to be like this and get our ducks in a row. But I that's great. And I think that that's going to happen for us, but we also need to have a little bit of fun and remember the things from our childhood that bring us joy. And that's what I think this card is coming up. It's just like a side message for everybody that's listening. And the other card that come, I just pulled with this one, it's the Awakening card, which I love because it's Archangel Gabriel, who oftentimes works with artists and creative people, so she's probably working with you. And it's about looking at things from a different perspective, you know, and not necessarily worrying about how it's going to happen, you know, letting go and let God, that kind of thing. But it's really, there's words on here that it says a temporary standstill. That's big. And it's important for you to be yourself. So just keep on being yourself. The trumpet of Gabriel, I think, is important for you because you are a messenger too. Gabriel's the messenger angel, but you're also the messenger. Because you're kind of, it's interesting because you do the artist and the artwork and all that, but you're like a mediator. It's like if a message needs to go to a person, it'll come through you and you'll give it to that person. It's like the angels come through you.
Yeah.
You're like the mediator. It's really, really interesting. Like I've never seen that in a person before. It's like, it's not like your primary, like some people do it primary, like that's their job, that's their career, but you just kind of do it when you feel guided. And sometimes you don't even know you're doing it. Like you're telling people what you feel guided to say, but it's like spirit's coming through you for that particular person. So they're acknowledging that. And that also, I think, comes from too, some past lifetimes too, where you were like the oracle and the messenger, so that's there. But you're here too to bring that beauty, to bring the joy into the world, and it's so needed right now. Like the artwork that you're doing and the just bringing beauty in people's lives, especially right now, this time of year when you know the days are short and the nights are long and it gets cold and there's like you know people just having that spring like pictures and having the gardens and the all that stuff brings them joy, and people really can feel the joy in your paintings when you paint. They can see, like it's coming from, you're like channeling it, like you said, it's like coming through it. I maybe we've talked about this before though, but do you know who Francine Hart is?
No, but I'll look her up.
Hart. She's actually an artist who does like nature things, but she does it with sacred geometry. So she actually like incorporates like geometric things. So she sort of she paints like the way you do, and I have some of her oracle decks, and I just think that that's something that you might be interested in. They want me to draw one more card here. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
What do you
say? I was going to say my sacred geometry comes through me through, like maybe I'll do three flowers, or I'll do three people, or I'll do three flamingos.
I see.
Like I just finished a watercolor called Join Us, and it's three flamingos walking towards a single alone flamingo saying, join us, come and join us, you know?
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
There's always
really
messages
awesome.
In my paintings.
Yeah.
That are dual.
That's great. Well, keep on
this level
keep on
and
doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep
I
on
wait
doing
until
that.
Something's
keep...
done, and then I ask, I say, what's its name? And then God gives me its name.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. So I drew another card for you as you were talking, and this one is like a super powerful one, and it's the Star, which is all about being on the right path, but, you know, looking at the long term, like knowing that things are going to work itself out. Things are going to work out. That's what I, you know, but maybe not like
quickly.
Right at this very moment. You know, we get impatient sometimes, you know, but it's saying happy times, and it shows a picture of an angel. She's pouring water out as if to say things are flowing. Things are flowing. Continue to be in the flow. You're very much in the flow because you give as much as you receive, which is wonderful. That's not everybody doesn't have that balance. So you definitely have that balance between giving and receiving, giving and receiving. And if you're not already doing some type of charity work, that would be something really powerful for you. Like you might already be doing that, but that's just something that popped into my head. That's what the angels were telling me.
Okay. All right.
Or maybe like an auction for charity, like one of your paintings or something like that could be really healing for a lot
enough,
of people.
Well, I do. I donate things to charity places that are doing auctions like that. And I do artwork
awesome.
And give it to or groups that are need money to raise. I did this mask, and it was with green and purple flowers. God told me, go get flowers from the store and mount them right over the third eye and around around the crown chakra. And then we want you to attach ribbons, purple and green ribbons, and flow, you know, and paint the face a beautiful lavender. So I called it afterwards, I called it the garden angel, you know, that was its name. But you were talking about like moving things out of your life, you know. I have a lot of poster prints that I once upon a time published, and I'm sick looking at all this, and I'm saying, how do I get rid of these? I can't throw them away. I want to give them. Where would I donate them? Where do I give them to? Because years ago I gave over 20,000 of these to hospitals. But it's like the industry has changed so much, and the people don't look at the same, you know, artwork right now, but maybe it'll come around again. And I'm asking, how do I move this? What do I do? How do I release these into the flow? That's my real big need, because I'm just sitting on this paper and this artwork that, why is it sitting here? It needs to be out there. And it doesn't matter if I get the money or not. I just want to have less.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. I'm kind of getting the vision in my mind of like some type of, like a booth or something that you could do, like at a, like, you know, like a show or something, art show, or like, or at a, like a thrift store, a flea market or some kind of booth or something that you could set up, and you could, you know, you can do it that way, and you do them, you know, you can sell them very inexpensive. It was just something that I got the vision
of,
but they're saying to give it, To give it time and manifest it a way for it to bring the most joy, and just know that it'll happen. But I didn't. That's just the first thing that I saw in my mind. I didn't really get anything specific. You know, I think they want you to kind of look at your options and look and see what brings you the most joy and what brings the most joy to everyone else. You'll know what that is. You know what that is, and I think it'll also be good.
The art shows that I do right now, they don't allow me to bring the posters. They don't allow me to bring the posters. The art shows that I do, I can bring limited editions, and I can bring original watercolors because I do watercolors and oils. I'm very, I do a lot of things. You know, I make puzzles and I sew my clothes.
Yeah.
And I have so many different avenues of expression, and I just have to go with what the parameters are for that location.
Got it. Yeah. Just look around, and I said it was almost like it didn't feel like necessarily like an art show, perhaps, but maybe like a flea market or just some place where you can get a very inexpensive table or a booth, and you just sell your things,
Set it
and
up.
You can, you know, and just interact with all these people, because that's also therapeutic for you too, is mingling with all these different, So that's something to.
I love doing that, and you're right. Can I?
Yeah.
I just want to share something really fast with you.
Sure.
There was some man knocked on my door 9 o'clock at night one night. I'm going, nobody knocks on my door that late. And I looked through the peephole, and it's this older black man, right? And he said something about my papaya trees, because I have papaya trees in my front yard with like 25 papayas on them. And there, he said, so I opened the door and I said, don't touch my papayas, they're not ripe. You know, I'm not going to give you something because it's not ripe. He goes, oh, I was just going to ask if I could have a couple. That's why I knocked on your door, and I was going to sell them and then take the money and go to Burger King. So I said, well, no, I'll give you some organic apples. So I went in my fridge, gave him some organic apples, and he was just seeing him light up. Oh, my God. It was like candy to a candy, you know, to a kid. So today I was at my neighbor's house, and I was helping him do something on his computer, and he's in his 80s, and I was just there giving him all this direction and ideas and information. And then he says, no, don't, wait. And he goes into his refrigerator, and he pulls out two apples to give to me.
Oh, wow.
I just started laughing. I said, God, and he says, but they're not organic. And I said, well, I'm not going to eat them, but thank you for the thought.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was saying about, like, the giving and receiving it all. You're very much in the flow, and it's just awesome. And I think it's great, and I'm so happy to talk to you again. And I do want to get to maybe one more call before my time runs out, Eileen. But thank you so much for calling, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And I'm going to definitely put my prayers out there for your artwork and just all that wonderful stuff.
I'll stay in touch. Okay. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. So where am I going to go here? Let's go to 202. I'm going to get you on the line. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Oh. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. Can I get your name?
Navali.
What is it?
Navali.
It's kind of, you're like kind of cutting out for some reason.
Okay, Navali.
Oh, there it is. Okay, can you spell it for me?
N-A-A-B-O-R-L-E, mm-hmm. Navali.
Navali?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, I just want to make sure I say your name right. I wasn't trying to be, you know, rude or anything, but I just have a thing about saying people's names right. I think that's respectful, and people always butcher my last name, so I want to make sure I say your name right. Where are you calling from?
Calling from D.C.
From where?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, from D.C. And do you have a question, or do you want just a general reading?
Yeah, I'd just rather have a general reading.
Okay, perfect. So one of the things I'm feeling, before I even do some cards, I feel like there's some healing work that needs to be done. I feel like there's some anger going on right now. There's somebody did you wrong or something happened, and it's like they're telling me to tell you to just to release it, find a way to release it, to let it go. You know, take deep breaths. And on the out-breath, you know, you let the anger or whatever it is that you're feeling, the frustration, there's some type of frustration there. And I don't know exactly what it was, but it feels like, what's that?
You're right.
Okay. I apologize for asking. It's just like, it's kind of hard to hear you. I don't know if you have the phone away from your mouth or what it is, but it's like kind of muffled.
Okay, no, I'm not sure. Maybe it's just maybe the position, the place where I am.
Oh, that's better now. Yeah, that's better now. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, so I feel like there's some healing that needs to be done. So I'm going to work with Archangel Raphael, who is the healing angel. And, tell me to draw you three cards. Okay, so we're going to do three cards. He's showing me a picture, a vision of a staircase, which is like you want to go in this direction, but you don't know, like, how to get there. It's like you're not really focused on it. I don't know exactly which direction it could be, but they're showing me a carpeted staircase. And there's only, like, two steps there, and you have to complete the rest of the staircase. It's like you need to go in this direction. You need to go up these stairs, but you're just, like, afraid. You're just afraid to go in this particular direction. So here's the card that I drew. It says inner authority. Okay. It's about getting support and trusting that the angels have your back as you go into whatever direction that you want to, as you focus on your health, as you, you know, release the things that aren't working, because it feels to me like there's like a big blur going on right now. It's like there's all kinds of, it feels a little slightly confused a little bit. Like there's like these different directions you could go, and there's things you want to do, but you're not maybe quite sure. So this card is suggesting listen to your inner authority. What does your heart tell you? What does your intuition tell you? If it's saying let go of a person, let them go. If it's saying go go get a different job or whatever, then do that. Whatever you're feeling guided to do, do it. Now, one of the things I think you probably are feeling guided is to change your diet, because there's a card that comes up. It's about organic foods. And it's saying that as you change your diet, as you eat more healthy and organic and fresh, you're going to be able to hear the signs, because you're asking for signs, but you're not always able to hear them or get them, because there might not be clarity in your mind because of worry, but also maybe because of some of the foods that you're eating. So this card is saying, well, that I was also feeling intuitively, you know, change your diet. Like, it's all about for you new direction. That's what I feel. Like, let go of the things that aren't working. It's okay, because something better is going to come and take its place. You know, if you don't want it, then, let it go. I think that's something you really needed to hear that. Like, you really needed to hear that, because they were, like, cutting cords as you were talking to me. So the other card, and it makes a lot of sense because I said I felt that there were some anger things, is about forgiveness. But I think this is more towards yourself, and this is also towards a mother figure in your life to some degree, some type of female figure. Whatever the first person you think of, there's a female figure, and it's saying forgiveness heals. It says, Dear God and Archangel Raphael, I am willing to forgive myself and others in exchange for what I really want, which is peace and health.
Okay.
And forgiveness really doesn't mean what a person did was right. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're condoning their behavior. It's just saying, I don't wish to carry this around anymore. I don't need to carry this heaviness with me. You know, and I think that's where people get in trouble, because I think they say, well, if I forgive somebody, that means that, you know, that I'm saying that they were right and it was okay what they did. And that's not what forgiveness says. Forgiveness just says, you know, I acknowledge the oneness between each other, because we're all one. And I acknowledge the fact that you made your decisions, and I choose not to be connected to that, and I choose not to be stuck in negativity for myself. It's not about the other person. It's about you. It's for you.
Yeah.
So this is all good things. This is what you really needed to hear right now. I feel like you really needed to hear this.
I really needed to hear that. Yeah,
I do. I feel like you're really going in a good direction. I feel like things are really... you're moving. You get the messages that the angels are telling you. So they want me to actually pull a card from this deck of cards I have about fairies. So where are they going? Let's see. Healing with the fairies. Here we go. And these are all about, like, joy and healing through joy. That's what the fairies are about. So they're wanting me to draw a message. They're also showing me a vision, like a hospital room or a hospital bed. So is there someone that's in the hospital, or were you recently in the hospital or something? I don't know why they're showing me that.
No. My dad, stepdad had a stroke, but he's home. But my dad is supposed to go to supposed to start some kind of therapy that may end up in the hospital.
I just saw a vision of a hospital room, hospital bed, and you like being almost like a caretaker in a sense. So that's kind of, they just popped that image in my mind for whatever reason. So I just share with it. But here's what the fairies are going to say to you. So let's see what the fairies want you to know. So as I'm drawing cards, I'm getting this vision of gold, like gold coins in particular. So coins are about abundance again and financial opportunities, but also gold is the energy of your higher self, of your true connection to the divine. And that's what your spirit is craving, to do something meaningful and something from your higher self. So you actually can visualize gold energy coming into your crown chakra, that's the top of your head, filling up your whole body and giving you strength and power. And all the stuff that you feel like you want to let go, you just put that in the ground. And it's just like letting all that that old stuff go. And I think that'll help you. They're also showing me a vision of a staff, which is like you regaining your power, saying, nope, that's that inner authority. Like you putting the staff down and saying, I know who I am. I'm a powerful being, and I'm going to make some changes here. So here's the cards that I choose from the fairies for you. One of them is about following your dreams. And this seems to be a common theme today, where people are wanting to go in a direction, and this is suggesting that abundance is going to be there. You know, listen to your dreams. I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show, but there was a message really about paying attention to your dreams and your visions and writing them down. Anything that you've been getting visions about, even maybe right now you might be getting visions in your head, write it all down and really visualize every part of your life as you would like it to be, everything. And when you visualize it, see it in the current present moment, like you already have it, and visualize what it smells like and what are you hearing and what are you feeling. Like just make it like part of your senses. Get it in there and really just pull that to your existence. And I think that's a message for you that will help you at this current moment.
Definitely. It would definitely help me. You don't know in how many, in every single way possible. Everything you said is so relevant to my day, to where I am right now, and really how I should, like, it just gives me more support about the things that I see. But like you said, it's like I have been really asking to see, when at one time I was asking not to see so much, but the other day it came to me, I was like, I know I have to change my diet. I really have to do this in a way that's going to be a longevity kind of thing, not just a one-time thing. And so I've been like gradually pushing myself in that direction.
That's giving me goosebumps, honey. That's giving me like literally when you said that, I got goosebumps. So I know that's I know that's true. Your soul is so beautiful, and you really have a caring soul. But don't give in to the fear. Don't give in to the fear. It's a gift. If you see things, it's a gift. You can ask the angels to help you to tune out things that are scary. But don't put out the intention that you're going to see. Because I think what people get messed up is they put out the intention that I'm going to see these scary things or these things are going to happen. And then that's going to occur. You're going to create that, you know?
Right.
Like what happens when you see something you don't want, just look at it and then it fades away. Say, okay, yep, you're on. Bye-bye. It's like when you turn on the news and you hear a story, you know, you hear all these negative stories, and what do? We just turn it off. Okay, bye. I saw
it,
but I'm not going to, do you know what I'm saying? Look at it like that. It's like, right, exactly. You just say, you know what, I see you, but I'm just going to, like, let you vanish away. And then you just think about something else. And that's all you got to do because you have a gift. You do, definitely. And I also see you working with young people, maybe. Like, something about working with young people.
I'm working on my master's in early childhood education. I'm almost
done.
Oh,
I love that.
So that's what I understood. Beautiful. The fear. It's the fear of taking the exams and the fear of this and the fear of that. And you know you want to do it.
No.
I have so many ideas around it, but...
Yeah, I'm saying
you spoke to right where I was, so I'm so clear that's how to move forward now. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, thank you. I'm so honored to be able to help you, and I'm so happy. And I'm going to continue to. It's even making me a little bit emotional because I'm empathic, so I can feel like all the what you're feeling. So it's an acknowledgement because part of our souls. We want to help people, and that's so it's really wonderful to share this with you. So I'm so happy that I can help you. I only got a minute left, so I got to let you go. But I want to thank you so much for calling in today, okay? You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I want to thank – no problem. I want to thank all my callers. I am so grateful for you joining me today. You know, if I didn't get to your call, remember there's always a message for you. That's my intention. My intention is that what comes through will be for everyone. And there really was a message about abundance. And following your dreams and knowing you are going to be taken care of, okay? We are the ones that the world's been waiting for. We are the ones. And we're going to make it happen by following our dreams and doing the guidance that we've been given. So follow those dreams, okay? I will also be on the air again next week. Now, if you want to follow me on Facebook, you can check me out, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Also, my website, it's ascensionmagic.com. And you can find out all my services on there. And if you like the show, please click follow on Blog Talk Radio. I would love to have you as a follower. And until next time, I'm sending you lots of love. All is well. All is well.